I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the seniors of the Pella Girls basketball team as we approach winter break. Annika Peterson, Madison Negg, and Faith Deers. Faith, I'll start with you. Last time we talked, it was a pretty tough situation. We were on Zoom at the end of what we were hoping to have a junior soccer season, and that didn't happen. What does it, first of all, mean to be back at practice and to be competing again and to be playing with your friends?
Yeah, it's really special just to be back on the team with everyone and just throughout every practice, we always remind each other, never take anything for granted. You never know what's going to happen, and it's just really great to be back playing sport with your teammates.
Similar question for you, Madison. What does it mean just to be back in the gym again and be around your friends?
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot as a team. Just we've been so blessed just to be able to get even just get practice and especially, like, get competing again. It's just been super fun, and we love each other as a team, so just getting to spend that quality time together and just get out on the court and compete together is, like, really special. So that's been really important for us.
Well, and Annika, this is largely the same team that you had a year ago, minus a graduation and a few who didn't come out, but it's basically the same group on your varsity core, seven or eight people. What has that been like this year for you, especially when you're at practice, with everyone having a year experience and a year in this conference, and how has that maybe helped you guys be better?
Yeah, it's been great, and I think you can definitely see it on the court that we have great team chemistry, and we just love competing and being with each other, and I feel like we're not afraid to push each other because we're just so comfortable with each other, and we know what each other like to do, so it's just been a lot of fun.
Well, and Faith, the environment has been a little bit different though, right? The crowds aren't nearly as full, especially for the second half of your games, but you're still competing against a conference that has these big-time schools and a lot of the same players as last year. What has it been like just to be out there on the floor, even in these weird scenarios, and still be able to compete and try to get yourself hyped up, especially when the crowd's not as loud?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. The crowds aren't as big, but that also just puts the importance on everyone's role on the team and how everyone makes a difference, whether you're cheering on the bench or out there on the court.
Well, Madison, you're a two-time all-conference player in a conference filled with great players who are all back this year. You've seen a lot of familiar faces over the past 3 years on varsity. You know, what's it like going back out there and seeing those girls and seeing how far they've come and how you've come as a player and how your team measures up, knowing that you've played two solid conference teams so far?
It's super fun because it's really great to see how they've developed and how I've developed, and especially just measuring against each other and being able to get out there and compete against people other than your teammates is just super fun because it really brings in that competition aspect. And in the end, you know, it's fun competition, but it's super fun to get ready to go. And it's just been interesting to see how everyone's been developing, who goes, ends up where, and all those different things. So.
Well, Annika, while the faces are familiar, you also have a lot of young players who are kind of graduating up. I just saw them in practice today, those who may have been on the freshman team last year that are now playing against you. How, as a senior leader, do you try to incorporate them in this close-knit environment, right? You said that you have a close-knit group. How do you bring those new faces in without disrupting that team chemistry?
Yeah, we love the freshmen, so we like to cheer them on, and we love our sophomores, and just giving them encouragement and trying to make them smile and open up and let them know that they can come to us, and we support them, and we want them to be part of our team. So,
well, in Faith, this a year ago, your season ended against a team that went to state, and obviously is talented again this year. Already played Grinnell. You know, based on where you guys were at the end of February last year, which ultimately was your last competition for quite some time, and developing your season goals this year, what were the expectations preseason about where this team could go, and what were the things you were doing in the summer to elevate your game so you could compete with a team that ultimately went to the state tournament?
Yeah, a lot of us with quarantine and everything, we've been putting in a lot of time outside preseason, during the off season, and that's just like helped us push ourselves. Like, we've been working up to this point for so long that this is the time that it pays off, and we have to put our time in on practice so that it shows off on the court.
Well, Madison, I talked a little bit about the conference competition and you seeing those familiar faces. A lot of those faces are all-state, all-conference caliber players. How does that level of game elevate you, and how do you think it's going to prepare you, especially since last year you got close to getting to state but obviously didn't quite get there? And how does that prepare you then for this year competing in conference and potentially in the playoffs?
That just makes, like, the motivation so much more positive and so much more, like, prominent, because we want that and we want it so bad and we want to be able to experience it with each other. And so I think it's really important that we get to push each other to be the best that we can be, so that in the end, when it comes down to it, we're able to compete the best we can and just finish the job when we need to.
Well, Annika, what work did you put in the offseason to kind of, you know, be a contributing piece to that, knowing that you were going to be back? And on top of that, what do you see the team doing at practice to elevate their level so you can be ready for that scenario when it comes, when you are maybe playing for a conference championship next February and then maybe for a spot at state? Mm-hmm.
So offseason, we worked a lot on our shooting and just putting in the time and the effort, because it just takes a lot of practice and just trying to build that part of the game. And I think you see that in practice too. We're just trying new moves, just trying new post moves, new driving, shooting a long extended shot, just to try and push yourselves and see what you can bring to the game.
Well, in Faith, we're, you know, almost a third of the way now through the season. What are the things you've learned about this team and yourself through those games and through those competitions? And what are the things you're hoping to work on heading into winter break to be ready for that stretch run coming up in January?
Throughout this team, I think I've learned the most is that we have a lot of determination. Norwalk, we had a terrible first half. Well, Madison actually played great that half, but we just like came in the locker room after and just we're encouraging each other, keep our heads up, and then our second half was a lot better, and that just like gives us motivation that we can't get down on ourselves. We can always pick it up and finish the job.
Well, Madison, the two losses you have so far, when we're talking before Ankeny, and we don't know what's going to happen there, but the two losses you've had, you've been in the game until late. You know, what are you guys learning about winning even in those losses, and what do you hope to accomplish going forward if you find yourself in a similar scenario?
I think we're learning especially that the game's never over, even when it gets down to the last couple of minutes. And in that last couple of minutes, that's what's really important. And we work on the last, it's for the last 4 minutes, the last 4 minutes. This is the fourth quarter. This is when it's time to kick it in. And I think in practice, really getting those reps to be able to be ready for those end of game situations, that's going to be something we can improve on and hopefully be able to capitalize on by the end of the season.
Well, Annika, do you think that you guys learned a lot also from last year and how much of that carries over? Because you were just above 500, 12-11 a season ago, and a lot of those games came down to the wire. Do you guys feel like you're better prepared this year for those scenarios?
Yeah, I definitely think we're better prepared, and I think we learned a lot this year and are ready to take it up to the next level, mm-hmm. and I think last year is definitely a part of that.
Annika, obviously you got two conference games left too before the break, standing at 1-1, and obviously you want to be able to compete well in those and win. What do you think it's going to take to make sure that you're in good standing between now and when you come back in the winter in the conference standings, knowing that a fourth of the game's already be done?
I think we have to have a lot of mental just preparation and just be mentally prepared for those games and work hard all the time and just put in all of our effort in the practices before, especially because those really are really important for games.
Well, Madison, basketball has been your passion. Obviously, you've had a great career here so far, and it sounds like you want to keep playing. For our listeners who don't know, where are you headed, and kind of why did you end up going there?
Yeah, so recently I committed to Northwestern in Orange City to play there next year and pursue a career in nursing. So that was kind of one of that was really exciting and just awesome to be able to make that decision. And I'm just looking forward to like how much I can develop right now in this season to be able to push me into that next level and just prepare for what I'm going to see in the future. And also just really cherishing the moments I have right now, and just especially with these girls, and just really appreciate that time, because it's going to end soon, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Well, and Faith, to her point there about cherishing these moments and spending the time, the three of you have played basketball a long time together as a unit and as a starting group. You know, what are you hoping to embrace the most between now and the end of the season, especially considering the craziness of this past spring and knowing that at any time your season could be paused for a little bit?
Yeah, we've been playing together since, I don't even know, since we were little on AU. And it's just, I think the thing that I've just taken away most is just, it's just amazing to see like others, their successes, and just like Annika will make a move on the court and I'll just be like, okay, she's been working so hard like to finally get to this point, or Madison's amazing game the other night. It's just been awesome just that we've pushed each other like for so many years, and now just to see each other's successes is really awesome.
And I'll let you end on that note, Annika. I'm guessing similar feelings to Faith about playing with this group of girls and also leaving a legacy for a large group of sophomores and juniors that are coming up.
I think our first tournament was in Eddyville when we were in fourth grade. And I remember watching movies with these girls in the hallways waiting for our games to start. So it's just been a lot, and we have a really good relationship. And just with the sophomores and the juniors and all of the underclassmen, we love them, and we have a great chemistry and relationship for them, and we want to set them up as best as we can as leaders and just as teammates.
Those are the seniors of the Pella basketball team joining us here on the Radio Sports page. Really appreciate your time. It's been so much fun to call some of your games, especially since I know you guys love basketball, and it's been exciting to see where the season's gone, and I'm really excited to see where January and February head. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you.